The Plucky Haggis, 31st of July, 2010. Goodbye, dry July. Wet August. Brace yourself, fresh from a faraway land, a foreign country with enough dialects to sound like umpteen different countries had collided, yet whose mother tongue, Gaelic, is scarcely heard. Yes, the Plucky Haggis returns with a heart still beating strongly for all things wild, as my trip returns me from the Highlands of Scotland, passing through County Durham en route. Why, aye, man. I dare say thousands undertake this journey daily, while countless more intend touring some day. I'd urge you to do so. They need the money. I could regale you of a painful tale about lost car keys over the weekend near Durham, prior to discovering some kind soul had dropped them in through the letterbox of the local police station. Sheer relief and delight at their return, complete with attached memory stick, can only be expressed akin to a pauper losing a pound and finding a grand. Thank you. With an odd blend of elation and self-annihilation, I continued north. Care to share any mishaps with us? Sadly, my trip to Aberdeenshire's coast didn't reveal bottlenose or white-beaked dolphins playing in the harbour. Not even a porpoise, though I didn't expect to see minke whale, which are also occasionally seen here. Further round the northeast coast, I visited a lovely, secluded, much-favoured coastal village, where I'd spent many a happy day playing in the sand and sea, just as my mother had, her parents and grandparents before her. You'd like to know where, so you can add it to places you'll never visit. But I'll save you from such procrastination, yet happily fess up if someone guesses correctly, family members excluded. Another stunning photo from slightly further up the coast, a lovely small harboured inlet full of boats, one of countless cute bays, ports and harbours that hang like pearls round Scotland's mountainous neck, or her diamond-encrusted crown, depending on your view. Inland, Royal Deeside toward Balmoral, excuse me again for yet another royal connection, at the Falls of Fuch, over the Fuch Brig overlooking a renowned and exciting viewing point for leaping salmon. I spotted this hard-working grey heron. Heron are one of my favourites after reading the Henry Williamson Animal Saga, which I've just reordered. You know the one, capturing the adventures of Tarka the Otter, Salar the Salmon, the epic of Brock the Badger and Chack-Check the Peregrine Falcon. On my return visit to Durham, I enjoyed this stunning cormorant preening at a weir. For me it was far more interesting and attractive than the Morris dancers uptown. A trip to my friend's brother's farm reacquainted me with their gorgeous imported black swans, native of Australia and Tasmania and found wild in New Zealand following an introduction. Check out its bristling feathered response to my close proximity, which was accompanied with the odd hiss of haughty disdain. Here too, as on past occasions, I enjoyed an up-close and personal encounter with swallows. Such moments can only be appreciated on a busy working farm, as they pass within a foot of your nose, scarcely minding you're there. Sadly, my camera nor skill are decent enough to capture this, but think they're just as cool posing in a nearby tree. Back home, I was disappointed to see I'd hardly had any rain. Despite preparing for an extremely dry year, I didn't expect I'd have only an inch over 3 to 4 months, while elsewhere in the region received approximately 4 inches, and this when the local average is normally 8. Ouch! Withered and wilting signs were hard to miss. Perhaps I should reconsider plans to enlarge the area of pond. However, I think greater catchments of water in any garden is actually going to prove prudent, especially as we progress through these predicted drier weather patterns. Get digging! Concluding this week, I'm pleased to say Blackbird Brood No. 3, rear garden, looks equally successful. Feeding sounds like 4 to 6 are soon to fledge, having been well served by their only surviving parent. She must be exhausted. Also, while trimming rambling roses for the second flush of flower, I spied plenty leafcutter bee handiwork, just as well next door didn't pretend to be a hungry woodpecker while I was gone, the Plucky Haggis.